Tickets are ready and available. All tickets can be purchased right online. Just go to www.excel.net. That's XCEL.net. You just click on the All-Star Game link, and there's a ticket link on there. So game tickets are available in advance for $5, and at the door they're $6, so they're $1 more at the door. And then banquet tickets are $20 each, and that's our Friday night special where we introduce the players and guest speaker and make a big deal out of it. So those are Friday nights.
And I've had a chance to go to that banquet too, and that banquet is really, really nice. Last year the keynote speaker was Jeff Olson from Ishpeming.
Yep. This year, you know, we're not quite sure. We've gotten word that you know, Steve Mariucci and his group is coming in that week for their charity golf outing again. So I'm trying to work with Steve and see if we can get somebody or maybe even him. That'd be kind of a special thing. I was hoping that he might be able to do it, just because the first game that we had, he was the guest speaker, and Coach Santilli was the coach of the West that first year, and now this will be the last year that Bill Santilli coaches, and so maybe that'd be a good pairing again. Would see if we can get Steve to come up and do that. So that'd be real exciting.
That'd be very exciting. I'm already looking forward to that. And the other thing about the banquet I just want to mention is you go to the banquet and you really get an opportunity to meet these players. All the players are there, and you can actually talk to them, and they're very, very personable. And they also get a chance to, you make sure that they get a chance to talk about each other.
Absolutely. The banquet really is one of the most fun parts of the week, because it's the first time that parents and family and everybody gets a chance really to see their players in person. And you know, all week long they might be, you know, kids are, they might or might not be calling home during the week and letting them know how much fun they're having or what they're doing. But on Friday night, everybody gets together, yeah, and they're up close and personal, and just to see the excitement on the players' faces as they tell their parents about, you know, new friends that they made throughout the week and different experiences that they've had is just great. And one of the things that I do for the banquet is, you know, room the kids with players from other schools that they have not played with. And those players have to stand up in front of a few hundred people and tell about their roommates, tell about, you know, how many siblings they have, you know, what their favorite football memory is, and some personal details about their roommates. So it kind of puts them on the hot seat there for a little bit, talking in front of a bunch of people, but they do a great job with it.
Mike Plord in the studio here, and I'm talking to Todd Goldbeck from XL, the company that sponsors the UP All-Star Football Game. And Todd, another thing that you've innovated with this week is, or for the game, I should say, is youth football. You've got a couple of youth football games that are going to take place in the Dome before the big All-Star game.
For sure. The youth game, this is really, you know, kind of where these kids start out, where the high school players start out is at the youth level. So we just did it the first time last year, just to see how it will go. You know, there should be something the morning of the All-Star game, and we did the underclassmen combine for a few years and just didn't seem to draw the freshmen and sophomores like we thought. So we thought we'd reach down a little bit lower to the youth levels, and boy, the kids just love playing out on the Dome and playing games in front of all those people. So we're really going to try to make a bigger deal out of it this year, and knowing that it did so well last year. We have the All-Star Game players, you know, maybe give pregame speeches to those kids and walk around a little bit on the field in pregame and let them know that they're there watching. But, boy, for those youth kids to be able to play right on the Dome field there and then come to the All-Star game later in the afternoon really comes full circle there. It puts it into perspective, you know, kind of what they might be shooting for down the road.
Todd Goldbeck on the line. And Todd, how can folks find out more about the UP All-Star game and more about what XL can do for them?
Yep, everything's on the website. So the All-Star game has its own page, and it has all the details, the itinerary for the week and schedule. Practices are open to the public if people want to come and watch. We've got some coaches that come and watch too. Everything's on the website. It's www.xcel.net. There's an All-Star Game logo right on the homepage there. You just click on that logo and get all the details as far as where to listen to it on the radio. And, you know, like I said, the itinerary for the week.
I know rosters are there as well to see who's going to play and if your favorite player is going to be in the game or not.
Yep, everything's there. Rosters are there, past rosters, newspaper articles. It's got a lot of, done a fairly decent job of keeping up with the history and everything. And looking back, you can see some of the uniforms and players and pictures of past years, too.
That's at xcel.net.
Yep, you bet.
Sounds good, and we're looking forward to talking to you again. We are building excitement, Todd. I know you're excited. I'm definitely excited. I get the privilege of being able to describe the game to listeners, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's coming up soon.
Oh, it's very soon. I tell you, this weekly update really keeps me in perspective here because we're getting right down to it, so I'm real excited.
Looking forward to talking to you again, Todd, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Mike.